I know that you are not comfortable in the sun. I'm trying to catch a little quiet corner in the shade that you hear. Maybe go to the company. It's not so comfortable in the sun, but have patience a minute. One thing you have to agree, we are now, I mean, if to accept this to be the place, right, that this is outside the city walls. Mm-hmm. We are now at that time. We are now within the city walls of present days, but we are outside of the city walls at that time. So this was a hillside. And as David said already, the idea of the punishment was also that other people will fear and will also behave accordingly. So it was a conspicuous place. Only 100 years, this was a hillside. So on one side, you know, there are 20 and more, maybe 27 different types of qualities of this stone of Jerusalem. The rock that forms the city. In some places it is hard, in some places it is softer. So on one side it was a quarry for the, look, everything is made of stones. They needed more stones all the time. So they quarried. On the other side, the stones were, the terrain was of bad quality. They could not really quarry here. What they did, they were hewing caves or niches into the hill, and they buried their dead in a niche, okay? And then it was a burial place. To here, they bring the prisoner Jesus, according to the Catholic version, right? And here is where the soldiers will tear his garments, and the rest of it happened inside the church. The other four stations, right? The 10th station is where they shared his garments. The 11th station, they're preparing the crucifixion. The 12th and the 13th, and the 14th is the tomb. So that's where he was buried at that day, after when they took him off the cross towards the beginning of the Sabbath, like what yesterday was. And 100 years later, we are now at around 130, okay, 135. Adrian, emperor of Rome, he is a pagan. He was not a believer. He didn't care. He said, I don't mind who is buried here. I don't care about it. I need the place for more space of Jerusalem, markets and other places. So he said, level it. Never mind who is buried there. Ruin the cemetery. They leveled it. So we are now at around 135. 200 years later, Constantine, emperor of Rome, declares Christianity to be the formal and the only religion of the Roman Empire. They became all believers. And his mother, Ellen, makes a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, like what you are doing. And when she is coming to visit this place, they told her what happened. She said, terrible things were made here. I need to build a place that will commemorate what happened. And this is the church that was built over where they believe was the crucifixion and the burial.
So this was built in what year then was this built?
This was 350. This is now 350. That's what they believe. Why did they show her that this is the place? Because they took her in one of the corners of this church to a pit, and they said to the pit, they threw the crosses of Jesus and the two thieves that were crucified on both his sides. And then people started already, before that even, they started to take pieces, those who were already what you call Judeo-Christians, believers, they wanted to have a piece of this Holy Cross to bring them over to their places, to their cities and villages and countries. So they threw the rest, what was left, into a pit, which is still there. I mean, the pit is not a pit anymore, it's part of the church now, but it is in a lower level of this church. And then she said, build the church. The church today, and because of this church, there were almost world wars. Like, that's why the Crusades, I mean, people in Europe heard that the tomb of Jesus is desecrated by the Muslims, and knights from Spain, from Italy, from France, from England, from Germany, have gathered peasants to join them on a holy war, on a mission to release the grave of Jesus here from the hands of the infidels. And as they came, they started, of course, first they had to capture, and capture is always destruction of some kind. And then they're here to stay, so they started to restore the building. That's what mainly you will see today. The restoration from that time of the Crusades 800 years ago of the church. But it's not the end of it. There are times that there will be here maybe 50 or 20,000 candles lit, you know, for mainly the Orthodox way of, to commemorate and to bless and to hope for. So not once the church caught fire. And it was now 200 years ago, there was such a damage that they had to restore as much as they could after this terrible fire here. Now this church today, with this I hand, the church today is shared and owned by so many conflicting denominations. The Greek Orthodox, the Roman Catholic, the Armenians, the Coptics and others. Madoron, Manyanim. This is shared by so many. You try and move a chandelier from one place to another, it can cause another world war. I'm not kidding.
Now,
if you will stay with me, I'll show you the other stations in the order in which it goes. If you will be around.